What it says in this morning's papers. Here's Fiona Kelly.
The 8-year prison sentence given to Carlo man Stephen Dowling, who went on an hour-long drink and drug-fueled rampage with a rifle in Glenties in County Donegal in February 2020, generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. One member of the armed response unit who managed to subdue the 25-year-old told the court yesterday that he feared for his life and thought he would never see his family again. In its lead story, the Examiner quotes GRA President Frank Thornton calling for mandatory sentencing for attacks on frontline workers. Unarmed Gardaí, lambs to the slaughter is the headline there. Yesterday's announcement by Education Minister Norma Foley that this year's Leaving Cert will revert to its traditional format but with additional choice and fewer questions generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Education editor Carl O'Brien quotes unnamed sources in higher level education saying that the move to allow the State Exams Commission to use a post-marking intervention to lift students' marks to bring them in line with last year's Leaving Cert will lead to the use of random selection on some high points courses again this year. Tensions between Fine Gael and Green Party reach boiling point. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, where Hugh O'Connell reports that splits have emerged between the two government parties over a range of issues, including the overhaul of the planning laws proposed by Fine Gael's planning minister Peter Burke and the suggestion that the Cathal Brua Army Barracks in Dublin should be turned into housing, put forward by Environment and Transport Minister Eamon Ryan. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail gives coverage to a report from the Committee on Social Protection, which favours keeping the pension age at 66 instead of 68, which the Pension Commission has recommended. The Independent and Examiner also carry that story on their front pages this morning. The Irish News leads with the court case in which 62-year-old Ian Thompson from Rathkyle in County Antrim received a suspended sentence and a 12-month driving ban yesterday after he pleaded guilty to causing the death of 36-year-old Morgan Denny in September 2017 because of careless driving. The court heard that there was no collision between Mr. Thompson's lorry and Mr. Denny's Jeep, but when Mr. Thompson failed to stop at a junction on the outskirts of Belfast on the morning of the accident, Mr. Denny must have taken evasive action to avoid him, which caused him to lose control of his vehicle and collide with the second lorry. The Belfast Telegraph gives front page coverage to an SDLP proposal to curb the increase in energy costs in Northern Ireland. And finally, the picture on the front of today's Times is of local residents Betty Cusack and Maureen Maguire enjoying a chat as they attended a tree planting ceremony in Oscar Square in Dublin yesterday to mark 100 years of the development of tenant purchase housing at the area known as the Tenters.